State dance coverage from the Target Center on Q92 brought to you by B. Johnson Electric, Prairie Sun Bank, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Greg Thole Electric, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Sowerable Designs, Cargill, The Strand Agency, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, Dawson Dairy Queen, Stephen Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Western Crop Protection, Ag Processing Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating. State dance coverage brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, Haugen Insurance Agency, Livestock Systems of Dawson, the Jenny O Turkey Store, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, CCM Health, Montevideo. State dance coverage brought to you by Heartland Eye Care, Zarbach Funeral Home and Memorials, Purus, Heather Nursery, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Ag Plus Cooperative, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company Dawson, Ridgeview Seeds, Luke Oy, and Aaron Tasto.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis for day two of State Dance. Paul Ramo along with Ken Fransky and Dee Schobert. They'll join me later. Mark times are going on right now. That's why you hear the music in the background. Each team gets, 3 minutes or something like that, 5 minutes on the floor to practice. And I think AAA and AA are out there right now. But we had a great day yesterday in the jazz competition. If you're with us all day long here on Q92, the Lock and Pearl Valley Dawson Boys Shadows took state runner-up. St. Cloud Cathedral took first place, state champions, and Yellow Medicine East placed third, the six finalist teams there. And so we're going to start day two with high kick. And a little opinion here, I prefer high kick over jazz for some reason. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. And up in the radio booth with us already is the Montevideo Gold Dusters. Thanks for coming up, ladies. And Coach Amanda's here, too. Hi, Amanda, how are you?
Morning, good.
So you do your mark time for high kick already?
Yep.
Bright and early, was it?
Yep.
Okay, you got to hold the mic up there, yep. All right, let's just introduce yourself. Go down the line here.
I'm Lindsay Kittleson. I'm April Relke.
I'm Shaylee Zeidler.
All right, Shaylee, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What other activities are you in high school and family and stuff like that?
So I have two sisters, and I'm in dance. I've been in dance since eighth grade. And
okay.
Yeah.
Any other activities or things you're involved in at school?
No, mainly okay. Just dance.
Oh, you're strictly a dancer. You gotta love that. All right, and who do we have here?
I'm Lindsay. I have been in dance since seventh grade. I've also participated in golf and tennis. I have four sisters and nine nieces and nephews.
Oh, so, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm April Relke. I've been dancing since seventh grade as well. And I've just stuck with dance for the past couple years. I've done cross country and softball as well. And then I have a younger sister who's a dancer as well, and then an older brother.
Okay, great. Amanda, how long have you been head coach of the Gold Dusters?
I've been head coach since 2015.
Okay. And talk about your routines here today in high kick. Well, let's talk about jazz yesterday. You know, out of all, how many jazz teams are in the state, Amanda? Do you know a rough count?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure. Section numbers average between 13 and 11 currently.
Oh, okay.
So in each section, and then we have four sections.
Mm-hmm. So there's what, 70, 80, if not more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, about 60, maybe okay. A little less than that, 50 to 60 teams. It's gone down over the last couple of years. A lot of teams have co-op together as well.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, the Gold Dusters placed eighth yesterday in jazz, and, you know, you got to be pretty happy with that. Top 10 jazz team in the state, huh?
We were excited.
Go ahead. You need the mic.
Yeah. We were really excited.
Was that one of your better performances of the
Yeah,
of the
I think
season?
It was one of our really good performances. And, like, performing at the Target Center, it's hard because there's not many lines on the floor to, like, base off of formation.
I've never heard that before. Okay.
Yeah, but our team still did really good because we, like, danced off each other instead of the lines on the floor. And, yeah, it went really well.
Okay, I never heard about that. There's marks on the floor you got in your home gym. You know exactly where you're at,
we
right?
We use the basketball lines.
Okay. Yeah, I know some girls have said it's so bright in here, and that gives them little issues, too. So, talk about your high kick routine.
Yeah, this year we're doing a Mamma Mia theme for High Kick. At the beginning of the season, or during the summer, we kind of talked to the girls and brainstormed some ideas, and this was a music theme that they were all super excited about and just ran with it. So it's been a lot of fun, upbeat music. The girls have really come together as a team as the season has evolved.
Okay, go ahead.
We do like some parts in our dance from the actual movie. Like there's one part where we do flippers.
Flippers. All
yeah,
the
there's
flippers.
There's a song in the Mamma Mia and we do it in our dance. And at first we kind of thought it was like really silly. But now we're like learning to love it and embrace it. And it's so fun.
Okay, I will be looking for that today.
Oh, yeah.
Who instituted that? Who came up with that idea?
So it started as a joke between me and Lindsay just doing it at practice. And then Amanda, our coach, saw it and she liked it. So she just put it in our dance.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. Boy, when we're on the air, we're going to talk about that, the flipper thing.
Yeah.
By the way, Mamma Mia is my wife's favorite movie. And I've watched it with her hundreds of times. We've gone to the theater to see Mamma Mia, and we love ABBA music, and so that's what caught my eye and ear at sections when I saw you. It's great routine.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Also, this year, we, as a team, we watched the movie and the second one as well, so that was really fun to take our dance and all the music from that and then see it put into a movie, too, and then take from the movie and put it into our dance. So going back and forth, that was really cool.
Awesome. Talk about your team here. Maybe mention some of the other girls on your team. And if you want to talk about them, or who's the funniest, who's the serious, that kind of stuff.
Well, we had a lot of younger girls be brought up this year, and that was really cool to see their personalities come out. And they started off shy, but then they all become very, we love to joke around and be silly, so that was really cool to see that.
Are you the three seniors on the team? The only three seniors? Oh, okay. So this is fairly a young team then, Amanda, huh?
Yeah, okay.
Why don't you mention the other girls' names here? Yep.
Okay, so our juniors are Kaya, Sienna, Madison, Maggie, Aubrey, and Brenna. Our sophomores are Jocelyn and Megan.
Okay.
And then our freshmen are Gabby, Emery, Peyton, Kylie Ann. And our eighth graders are Annika, Maddie, Lauren, Grayson, and Hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. What kind of bonding stuff do you guys do during the season?
So we do a lot of fun activities. Like we watch the movies. We went to the movie theater once. And we just do, like, fun activities at practice, like play fun games. Yeah.
Okay.
We have dance parties before we go out and dance at competitions.
All right. Amanda, Section 3 is an amazing section in the state. But it is the toughest section in the state. And, you know, while the teams out of section didn't make it to state, they'll probably make it to state in other sections. And, you know, you got to be pretty proud of your girls, huh?
Beyond proud. Our section is a tough section, and we always go into it with an open mind, and sometimes it's hard for the girls, but we do try and really encourage that and embrace that, and we treat sections as our last dance because we never know if we're going to get one more shot, and fortunately this year we were blessed with another shot in both jazz and kick.
Okay, yeah, that was awesome. You've got a lot of history in Montevideo. The 90s was dominated by the Gold Dusters. That kind of set the bar for you girls, right? Were you guys born then? No? Okay. All right, so never mind. You don't remember that. Talk about what you've been doing here since you got this morning and mark time and stuff.
So we got here this morning.
What time? Early?
shortly after
about
7.
Yeah, 7:10-ish. We did our registration, and then we headed right down to the floor to do our mark time. And now we have just been sitting up in our section getting ready and bonding with the rest of our teammates.
Okay. Do you guys get nervous before you go out there when you're in the tunnel?
Definitely.
That's a good thing, though, right?
But a good nervous.
We get nervous. Excited. Yeah, we get nervous, but we also play songs and, like, pump each other up, and we have a whole saying we say every time, so.
That's awesome. Talk a little bit about your fan base, your community that comes out and supports you and your friends.
This year, I feel like we've had a lot more of our student body coming to watch us dance, which was really cool to see. And we actually danced with our basketball boys at practice, so they got to see kind of what that was like, so that was really cool. But our parents are very supportive of us, and that's really cool to see. So it's awesome when our fans come because then we can hear them when we dance, and it gets us super hyped.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, congratulations on making it to State and Jazz and High Kick. I'm looking forward to the flipper scene here in a little bit. Huh? What time do you guys dance? Do you know? Or I think I got it here someplace.
There we go.
Yep.
12:40, I think it is.
12:40, yep. And you're second to last, I think.
Yep.
Is that a good spot to be in, you think? Does that bother you, or do you look at where you're performing?
We do. We kind of look to see where we're at. It's a random set spot before sections even happen. It's nice to go a little bit later, I think, or in the middle. But, yeah, we're excited about our placement today.
All right, great. I don't know if you know this, but my granddaughter, Greta Ramo, lives in Montevideo, and she's a basketball player. And every time I see her, you know, you should really be a gold duster because she's so athletic. And dance, I've been covering dance for over 20 years. My daughter was Shadow back in early 2000s, and you just get hooked into the sport. It's unlike any other, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I am a former gold duster alumni.
Oh, you are?
And,
okay.
Yep. So I eat it, live it, breathe it, and we try and instill it into these girls. And as they graduate and move on to become our alumni, we are always excited to have them come back and visit.
That's right. Great. All right. Thanks, ladies, for coming up and visiting with me.
Thank you.
Before you perform, that's pretty cool. So I'll be cheering for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That's the Montevideo Gold Dusters here on Q92. And we'll take a commercial break. We'll take a break here, and we'll be back. Ken and I and Dee Dee will be back here and with more state dance from Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis.
State dance coverage from the Target Center brought to you in part by B. Johnson Electric, Prairie Sun Bank, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Greg Thole Electric, Lack Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tufty Auto and Sales, Sowearable Designs, Erickson Chevrolet, Cargill, The Strand Agency, and Warren Trigestad, Pioneer Seeds.